Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today's guest is Tyler Jordan. He's general partner over at Nova House. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Adam. It is fantastic to be here. I'm very excited.
All right, Tyler. So we just recently met, for everybody listening in. Tyler was over at the Newport Beach Investor Conference or the Global Capital Network Conference, and Brad Turner and Josh Bois threw over in Newport Beach and had a lot of fun. What did you think of the conference, man? We're finally catching up afterwards.
Yeah, I know. It was fantastic. Yeah, we met at your booth there, which was great. It was a great turnout.
Did you make some good contacts there?
Yeah, made some good contacts, some potential partners more than anything, which was surprising and fantastic.
Mm. Yeah.
Usually you go to those events looking for investors, but then when you walk out of it with potential partners, it's potentially even better, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And I thought your story was interesting, so I invited you on the show. I was like, okay, this guy moves from Australia to Dana Point, not doing bad over there. And I thought about you being an entrepreneur and even, you know, making that leap to move. I mean, talk to me. Tell me a little bit more about that and why.
Yeah, of course. I mean, let's be real. Dana Point and all of Orange County is really just the American version of what Australia is like. So the change hasn't been much of a culture shock for me. I was in real estate from a pretty young age back in Australia, more on the construction side of it, from around the age of 15 or 16, and sort of, you know, really was hands-on in the development and, you know, doing everything from single-family homes all the way up to, you know, government contracts and high-rise buildings in the construction side, doing civil construction. And that kind of kick-started my journey, and I was able to get a few properties under my belt and start, you know, traveling. And it's kind of what has led me here to the U.S. and what has, I guess, eventually led to the Nova House.
So go further into Nova House.
So the Nova House is a product of my experiences of traveling the world. And it's essentially high-end boutique resorts for entrepreneurs and entourages, group events, retreats, things like that. And it's come about from my travels. Mine and my business partner, we've traveled the world many times over, and we're constantly looking for places to host events, host our families, host our groups, and to stay where we can get everything done. And it just doesn't exist. So that's kind of where it started. And you know, now we're developing that supply for the demand instead of looking for it.
So what were some of the things that you found were missing when you thought about this? Because, you know, as entrepreneurs, we have ideas, right, all the time. Which one we're going to chase or not is always a question. So what was missing in the current supply that you're like, oh, I'd like to have this and this? Like what do you feel was missing?
I think that what was missing was experience. And rightfully so. With over the last, you know, 50-100 years, everything has been based on you go to an office and you work, and then you go home and you eat and sleep, and then that's it. So real estate has been built for those two purposes. Either you're working or you're sleeping and eating. And we're coming into a new age now where we're starting to remove that work-life balance, and life is just becoming life. People are starting to travel. They're starting to work while they travel. They're starting to travel for work. They're starting to blend everything in. They're bringing their families into their businesses. Like, it's becoming this, you know, fluid movement, and real estate needs to reflect that. So, for instance, when I was traveling and doing business, I always book an Airbnb based on what the kitchen table looks like, because that's where I'm going to be doing my work.
Yeah.
And it seems silly that's what I'm doing, instead of booking a place that has an office, that has a gym, that has all of the things that I need to you know, to live my best life.
Yeah. And so you're like, that kitchen table, a little too small. This one a little too big. I don't need that.
Yeah. I mean, if they even have a table, for sure. I mean, and you're a perfect example of this, Adam. You know, I'm sure that when you're traveling and getting out and about, doing your podcast would probably be quite a setup.
Oh, it's funny. I know I have this one. Oh, I got this picture. I always mean to put it on Instagram, but it's funny. So I usually sit in those little business suites or whatever, nothing crazy, but, and they have, you know, the green screen. So my in-suit setup, I have a green screen behind me. So they have these little green screens. I'm traveling with the green screen and I'm in this hotel room and you can't tell when you see the actual product at the end. For like the video interviews that I do. And it's funny to see, cause like somebody took a picture of me once when we were doing it and I was doing the interviews and I'm like, oh my gosh, you can't even tell. And I'm like, man, these interviews, who knows where these podcasters are doing them from, but yeah, it does lend. So now you combine that with a Nova House. I think that becomes interesting. What's the vision? I mean, what's the vision for the experience that you want to create?
The experience that we're trying to create and that we are creating is, mm-hmm. being able to, like I said before, just combine everything that is needed for someone to live optimally in one place. So our places, when you book them, they have everything that you need. They have everything from state-of-the-art gym, sauna, ice bath, massage room. There's a podcast and content recording studio in every place. You know, there's working areas, meeting rooms, everything that you would need. And everything's private to you. So this isn't a hostel. This isn't a WeWork. This isn't anything that you're sharing it with, you know, strangers. This is something that you book out with your team, with your group, the people that you travel with, and you have all of this to yourself to be able to do everything. And it's just, it's removing the logistics from travel.
So right now, talk to me about location.
So location right now, we're developing primarily in Latin America. And then drilling down further, primarily right now in Costa Rica. So we're looking to expand into Colombia and Panama towards the end of this year and early next year. But right now, mainly in Costa Rica, everything there is so favorable for what we're developing.
I have not traveled the world like you, Tyler. So let me live vicariously, like through you. I've traveled from my podcast studio back.
We're gonna get you out, Adam.
Yeah, we'll see. But anyway, so Costa Rica that's historically like a really good tourist area, right? Like very stable economy, stable banking, 100%. Stable like climate, everything. Like it's a really great place to visit. Am I off on that? It's a high quality of living there, I believe.
No, you're 100% spot on. And
I read, even though I don't go anywhere, Tyler. I do read. Thank you. I can read. Go ahead.
Reading. It's just as good as traveling, right? It's the same thing.
Tell me more about Costa Rica.
All depends on your imagination.
Come on, man. Killing me.
No, but you're 100% right. It is. It's the most secure place legally, financially. It has the lowest crime rates. It's the places there are beautiful. The people are incredible. I mean, you can have all of the same rights as a local citizen, as a foreigner, when it comes to property and development. It truly is like a haven, you know, for travel and for development.
Are you targeting like for the tourists, obviously anybody that wants to go to Costa Rica or Latin America, but are you targeting like California heavily to go down there, or like what's been your, Who are you targeting, or do you think are going to fill up this inventory that you're creating?
It's interesting. It's been a bit of a mixed bag. However, we have seen the most interest come from California and Florida. So those are kind of the entrepreneur / business / tech hubs of the world right now. Mm-hmm. And those are the places that we've seen the most interest coming out of. Everyone wants to know what we're doing. They want to know how far in advance they can book. They want to know how they can bring their teams down, et cetera. So those are kind of the markets that we've seen the most interest out of, for sure.
Any plans on, obviously one step at a time, but you mentioned expanding further in Latin America. Any plans in the roadmap to hit the US or no? Or
yes. However, it is one of the last places on our list. We are domiciled here in the US and all of the management team that's overlooking the Nova House is here in the US. However, the USA and Australia are the two hardest countries that we've ever developed property in, with the most risk and least reward. So contrary to what people think, it's actually, yes, it's on home soil and it feels nice and close, but you know, it's so hard to get developments going here and the returns are so minimal in comparison to you know, going to places like Costa Rica and Indonesia and Thailand and places like this. So we've got plans for that for our third fund. That is when we will start pushing into America. And we've already got teams built out here for that. So Nashville will be the first property there, but that won't be for a few years.
Yeah. And so you've traveled the world. I got to ask, one of your favorite places you've been to? Come on.
Japan.
Japan, I've heard for sure. So many times this week. I'd like at least three times this week. Tell me why. this has to be on my radar. It's going to happen, yeah. Adam. All right. So tell me why. Third person to tell me that this week. And they said it quickly, like you and confidently. Oh, Japan. And I'm like,
yeah. It's,
why?
Once,
tell
once
me.
You go,
I,
you'll
I think
understand.
It seems amazing. Everything that I've read about it and seen on TV seems amazing. What did you like about it? Like, how did it suck you in?
The culture shock and the people. Mm. So what I found there is that Japan is not very accommodating whatsoever to the English language. So you won't really find any signs or menus or anything that has any English translation. And there's very few people who speak English. However, the communication and the people there are so incredible, far beyond any country I've ever been to. You know, if you need help with something or you need a place to, let me give you an example. In Japan, I lived there for a little bit. I lived in Hokkaido, the top island. And if I ever was lost and I needed direction somewhere, I could stop anyone in the street, in a shop, doesn't matter where I was, and they would never try to tell me where to go. They would grab me by the arm, and no matter how far away it was that I was going, they would personally stop what they were doing and take me there. This happened every time, 100% of the time, no matter what. So even though the communication verbally is like far less,
It could have been like a block away or something, and they're like, they wouldn't try to tell you, they take you.
Oh, I had multiple experiences where it was like 30, 40 minute car ride away. And with no language, you know, we're not connecting with words, but they would, yeah, and you can feel it. Like, they're people that have a genuineness to them that I can't even explain it. It's truly incredible. And, you know, one of the best experiences and years of my life, for sure.
Wow, what an amazing story. I can't, and you've been, I've never heard a story like that. Like, that's interesting. So it's not very accommodating to the English language. And I'm just trying to think about like what I would do in those situations. That'd be interesting. And that, I guess, the culture shock of it too, like literally not having any ability to try to get by in English, so to speak. That's tricky. And you were there for a year? Wow.
Yeah, a little bit under a year. I was there for about, I think it was 10 or 11 months. But I say that with a caveat of where you are in Japan. So for instance, in Tokyo, it's going to be a little bit different, where it's, you know, a bustling city. But once you get outside of Tokyo and get into the smaller towns, it becomes truly incredible.
Man, that's interesting. Well, Tyler, you're third person. I think that's going to have to be on my little bucket list over here of travel. One day, see what's going on in Japan. I'm in. Do a little podcasting out there. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, maybe we can link up and we'll have a property there by the time you're ready to go, and we'll sort it out.
Oh my gosh, sounds like a lot. We'll see. So where are you at with Nova House? Getting back to the regular schedule program, where are you at with Nova House right now? Are you raising money? Are you like how are you planning on all this expansion? Like, talk to me about the business side of things.
For sure. So we're already under development on one property in Manuel Antonio, and we're about to go under contract on two more. We are currently raising. So we're raising a $40 million round this year, which we've already got a lot of interest for, but we've just started that round. And yeah, we are currently raising, but only for accredited investors. We are a Reg D 506C.
That's great. You said you have one property and you're going after another one already. Is that like, talk to me about the properties. I'm just curious on what they're going to look like.
So we've got 8 properties slated for Costa Rica and 12 total for the year, including the expansion into other countries. So one of them is already underway, under development, and that is in Manuel Antonio, which is one of the most popular national parks down there in Costa Rica. It's a beautiful place. It overlooks the ocean, 3 stories high, rooftop, you know, the whole setup. It's truly incredible.
How many units will that one have?
So that will be seven rooms and be able to sleep around 16 people. So, wow. And then obviously all of your amenities on top of that as well.
Mm. Dang, that's great. Yeah. I get the vision, and I think it's interesting that the location, the vision, the concept, I think it's interesting, and I can't wait to see this thing continue to build and grow. And obviously sure. you're out there working and raising capital right now. So if somebody's listening to this, accredited investors only, as you mentioned, I understand. But if somebody is listening to this, and whether they're thinking of investing or want more information, or if they're just thinking about, hey, when can they book, you know, when can they book some time, you know, when this thing's ready, what's the best way for people to follow up and to connect, Tyler?
For sure. The best way would be our website, which is www.thenovahouse.com. And I want to spell that because it is spelt funny. It is THENOVAHAUS. So it's the German spelling for house. So yeah, you can connect with us on our website. You can find all the information there and get in contact with us. Or if you would like to email me at tyler@thenovahouse.com, I will be most happy to get back to you with all the information required.
Amazing. And for the audience, we'll put the link in the show notes. So you can just click on the link, head right on over. And speaking of the audience, hey, if you haven't hit that subscribe button yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Get that subscribe button, hit it. And so you can keep up with the episodes. This is a daily show. Each and every day, we're putting out new episodes, and I don't want you to miss anything. So definitely subscribe. And the old time listeners that are out there, I know you know who you are. If you have not hit that write a review button yet, well, get to that too, because we definitely do appreciate those reviews and it helps the show. So thank you in advance for that one. Tyler, so much fun working with you today. Great meeting you. And I can't wait to see how Nova House turns out. So stay in touch. Thanks again for coming on.
I appreciate you, Adam. Look forward to it. Cheers, mate.